pretty interesting week for Pat McAfee. Did you see him in Ireland or wherever that show was?
Yeah, drinking Guinness.
He like puked.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. And then he introduced himself to the person he'd been interviewing for 5 minutes. He's like, hey, I'm Pat McAfee. Or no, he introduced him. And he's like, and now we're here with this guy. And it's like, yeah, you've been interviewing me for 10 minutes. Dude.
Well,
and also, did you see what Ryan Leaf said? Do you know this? Do you know anything about that? All right, so Ryan Leaf, we all remember. Quarterback, one of the all. When you look up bust in the dictionary, basically, yep. It's Ryan Leaf's right there. Ryan Leaf on Twitter alleges that McAfee is high 80% of the time on his TV show.
Really?
Yeah.
Like just marijuana.
I don't know how Ryan Leaf would know that.
Oh,
I mean, maybe
that's his world.
It is, but I don't know how he'd know that Pat McAfee was high.
I don't know. Ryan Leaf feels like an expert witness on drug use. Correct.
I mean, that's a good point. Yeah. So, but that just because you did a lot of drugs doesn't mean you know when everyone else is doing drugs. You know, like
I feel like you know.
Do you? Or is it just
like the signs, like how to cover it, trying to cover it, who's trying to cover it, who isn't? Like, I feel like you would know that.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, listen, that's his opinion. I have no idea.
And does it matter? And does he just mean weed?
Would that matter to Disney? I think it would.
If it's just weed?
Even if it was just weed, yes. I feel like Disney wouldn't care for that.
I don't know. I think they look at the numbers and say, oh, yeah, smoke away.
How are those numbers? Is that show doing well?
I assume it does well, but am I wrong on that?
Well, they got Bill Belichick coming on there dropping gems like that. Talking about, don't worry about anything. The preseason doesn't matter. Everything's just sorted. All that matters is what happens in practice.
Yes, Stiz, can you go back and look at all 20-plus years of Belichick's tenure and get all comments from him telling us how important the preseason is? Thank you.
Never important.
No. Never has been. Never will be. It's just doesn't matter. You see a guy, he's out there. He looks good. Now, this is the same Bill Belichick who kind of poo-pooed the whole Drake May pick to begin with, right?
Oh, yeah.
He kind of came out there. He's like, well, you know, May's sort of a raw product, and we don't know about this, that, whatever. And now he's looking pretty good, and he's saying, well, don't read too much into that just because he was good in the preseason.
Oh, I like where you're going here.
Yeah, I mean,
but I would also
there's still a vested interest in Bill Belichick for the Patriots not to be good this year.
Hasn't Jacoby Brissett also, like, not looked good in the preseason? And he's facing teams that aren't playing defense, aren't scheming. Bill's telling you they're only playing man unless they're zone. Then they're only playing zone. Well, they're playing the same defenses. Actually, you know, slightly worse for May. But for the most part, they've been playing backups. All the teams they played didn't play their starters. Carolina rested like 35 guys. The Eagles didn't play anybody. And then Washington rested everybody. So you've both faced second and third tier players. So I don't know. I think the guy who's doing better is on equal footing with the other guy. He's doing better. Their line stinks. Both guys' line stinks. The one thing I will say is if David Andrews isn't on the field, that's not fair to either quarterback.
True.
To either quarterback. Beyond that,
the Leverett circle didn't inspire a lot of confidence.
I see what you did there. Yeah. I see what you did. And I don't think he's a guy they made into a center because the other guys they tried to make into centers suck.
Jake Andrews got hurt.
Maffey. And it was a train.
Maffey, right. Yeah,
Maffey
couldn't do it.
He was like all over the map. He just flat out, he had the yips. He was Chuck Knobloch. Rick Ankiel. He couldn't throw the ball. He couldn't get it to where it was supposed to go.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, the preseason, I know it's meaningless, Bill, but it's all we have right now. And the practice field also, Drake May has looked really good at times. And Jacoby Brissett has not looked great on the practice field either at times. He's missed a lot of throws on the practice field, I would say. Now, some of that goes back to the line and everybody's under pressure and fake sacks.
Well, the first half dozen practices or so,
yes,
it was unanimous. Jacoby Brissett was the better quarterback, right? I mean, that's what everyone said.
Isn't that unfair?
Is it?
That was the first time Drake May had stepped into an NFL huddle with pads on, and Jacoby Brissett is running the same offense he ran 2 years ago with Alex Van Pelt. And he's got 10 years of experience under his belt. The guy started, what, 80 games in the NFL?
Sure.
Something crazy?
Mm-hmm.
That is not a fair fight. Once Drake May realized, oh, it's still 11-on-11, and I just still drop back and throw the ball, and if a guy runs at me, I run around him and run upfield. Once he realized it's still what he's capable of doing, Drake May's been the better quarterback.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I haven't been to any of these practices.
It
certainly sounds that way. Bill Belichick did not stop there. He also had something to say about the Patriots and their pursuit of free agents. And it almost sounded like it was Robbie's channeling Robert Kraft here. Here's Belichick.
What's that millionaire's tax about, Coach?
Yeah,
that's strictly New England or what?
It's Taxachusetts. Yeah.
I've never heard that.
So virtually every player, even the practice squad, but even the minimum players are pretty close to $1 million. And so once you hit that $1 million threshold, then you pay more state tax in Massachusetts. So, yeah, just another thing you got to contend with in negotiations up there. It's not like Tennessee or, you know, Florida or Nevada or some of these teams that have no state income tax. So you get hit pretty hard on that. You know, with the agents, they'll come and sledgehammer you down about, you know, the types of tax they're paying. That's we good. Don't get any benefit from that.
That's good business, baby, you know, for Massachusetts and from the agents. But
you know, it's funny that he goes on about the Taxachusetts thing. It's because, well, maybe you shouldn't lowball everybody then, you know, considering you have all this extra stuff to do. And maybe you shouldn't be throwing out these lowball offers because, you know what? New York has a millionaire's tax. California has a millionaire's tax. And for some reason, I feel like they're not having the same problems attracting free agents that you are. Christian McCaffrey just re-signed with the 49ers on a huge contract that he's going to have to pay the millionaire's tax on. He's fine with that because that team doesn't suck. You know, like that's what this is about. And also, they didn't lowball him. They didn't give him some insulting offer and say, hey, why don't you stick around here? And by the way, with all the Patriots who are already on the team that re-signed and got above-market contracts in a lot of cases, guys like Uche and Stevenson and all these people who got paid in the offseason, they were fine staying here, right? Like, they were fine staying in New England, staying right in Massachusetts, because they got paid. They got paid above, in some cases, right at what the market should have borne. And with Bill Belichick and his time here, it was very, very rare that he ever did that. Adalius Thomas and Steph Gilmore are, like, the only two examples I can think of. Maybe Rosie Colvin all the way back in 04 or 05, whenever that was. But that's it. I mean, that's really it. There's no other examples.
So Gerard Mayo has been right with this. We'll be more attractive when we win some games.
Right.
When Drake May is playing and if we're winning games, suddenly people... Because, correct me if I'm wrong, because I just Googled it. It's what popped up. Somebody said this to me in my timeline today. It's 4%. It's $40,000
mm-hmm.
on a million.
Yep.
$40,000. You think a guy's not going to come here for $40,000?
I do not think that, no.
Like, Brandon Ayuk was going to make a boatload. He didn't want to come here because he's like, I don't want to play for that team.
Right.
It won't be fun. We're not going to win anything. I don't even know who the quarterback is. In fact, I'm probably guaranteed to see at least two quarterbacks this year. Like, no, I don't want to sign up for that. So I think this gets overblown a little bit. If you have the if you're a good team or a competitive team, people will want to come. And if you pay them market value and you combine those two factors together, and then you're really sitting pretty. You're a good team with money to spend. Then you won't be that next spring, so you're going to have to overpay.
Yeah.
Tack on $40,000 for every million you put in the contract.